From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. It's a happy day at the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. Its foundation received its largest ever individual gift, totaling $1.8 million. ASO CEO Christina Littlejohn joins me on the line. Thanks a lot for sharing the news today.
Yes, we're thrilled. We're still very fortunate that Linda thought of us this way.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about Linda Garner Riggs? It comes from her estate. Tell us a little bit about the Symphony Orchestra, how it came into this gift. She's a longtime benefactor of the Symphony.
Yes, she really loves the symphony, loves classical music, and always enjoyed listening to the music, came to all of our concerts. She would even come to hear the orchestra musicians play when we performed at the Capitol Hotel lobby. I mean, she and her husband, Lamar, came to our neighborhood concerts, her River Rhapsodies, Pops concerts, Masterworks. She just loved it all, and we're just so fortunate. And she served on our board for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She also served on our foundation board. I met her the first time soon after I moved here in 2009, and she came in and asked a whole lot of questions about our finances. Wanted to see our audits, and she just, you know, asked a lot about how we invested the money and how we used it for the orchestra. And I think she just really loved the musicians. And so it was neat. Over the years, I've gotten to know her, to work with her and see her at all our different stuff.
Well, let me ask a little about that, since she was so curious about the finances. I saw this characterized as a transformational gift to the endowment. How big of a dent really is it, and what will it go toward?
Well, the endowment before this gift was about $5 million, and so with this gift, it's now about $7 million. And so that $7 million in her gift will generate about $100,000 a year for the orchestra. In context, our annual operations are $3.3 million, and so that $100,000 will... It gives us a little bit of breathing room. One of the things that we want to do is we need to expand our Sturgis Music Academy. We hired a woman, Dr. Ziying Wu, a couple of years ago, and within 2 years, she's already grown the program to we're teaching over 200 students violin. And so our demand is great, and we need to go ahead and hire somebody else, but it's kind of like, if they build it, will they come?
Right.
And so it's kind of risky to go ahead and hire somebody else, but with Linda's gift, it kind of gives us a little bit of breathing room to go, you know, we now can go ahead and expand our education programs and know that we'll have the resources available to help us with that process and help us implement some new programs and teach more kids and grow some new violin and cello students.
And this gift also endows, I saw, the principal cello chair.
Yeah, she loved the cello.
Well, for those of us that, you know, don't live and breathe the symphony maybe, but do enjoy hearing the music, what is the experience of the musicians that are actually in the symphony orchestra? How professional is it for some of them as opposed to a serious mastered hobby, I guess?
Right. Okay. So we have a number of musicians, 10 of our musicians, including our principal cellist, are full-time with us. And so our job as the Arkansas Symphony is to be able to provide them a living wage. We want to be able to recruit great musicians to live in Little Rock, to perform and to teach and to be here for all of us to enjoy their great music. And so the full-timers and even the per service, our full-timers, like David Gerstein is our principal cellist, and he graduated from Rice. Some of our musicians went to Juilliard, to Eastman, to Indiana University, major universities for music and major conservatories across the country. All our musicians are professional. Again, our full-timers, our role is to make sure that we're providing them a living wage. They still, nobody gets rich here, but enough so that we can keep them here and keep them living here. Our per-service musicians are paid per service. They're paid each time they rehearse or perform, and even in that group, we're blessed to have Indiana grads, Juilliard grads, and fabulous musicians and fabulously trained artists performing with us.
I've been speaking with Christina Littlejohn about the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra Foundation receiving its largest ever individual gift. Thanks a lot for sharing this news with us today.
Thank you, Jacob.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.